Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources we have. If you agree, the DFH company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
And it's around 11 o'clock, so I know people are starting to get hungry, so we want to remind you about Barino's Pizza. And thanks to George and Barino's by the Bridge and their team for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Thinking of lunch or dinner, Barino's has you covered tonight and this weekend. Perfect for home gating for the games this weekend, especially, I mean, if you're a Louisville fan, you're going to sit back, get some pizza, watch some games. Give them a call. All Barino's are now delivering alcohol as well. So, Marcus, you get pizza and a cold beer to go with it. Carry out a delivery for your home. Support local. Select Barino's locations are open with limited seating and social distance practicing. Yeah, it's that good. Barino's Pizza.
I am going to have to try the vodka focus. I've heard Drew yeah, talk about it way too many killer times. For me not to
do they
tried
got a vodka flavored so this say, is cola
no, go ahead and say that again
yeah
go ahead no say what you're gonna say do they have a vodka flavored focus
I've got so we've got cola, blood orange, peach, lemon lime, regular,
and vodka,
grapefruit, and Tito's.
What made you say Tito's?
I don't know why I go to Tito's anytime, some because people ask me all the time. They're like, what's Marcus's favorite vodka? I'm like, I don't know, like Svedka or Tito's? I don't know.
The Svedka, kind of like Brian said, the value is there on the Svedka.
Yeah.
The Tito's, usually when somebody just offers to buy a drink or something, you know, or something, they, hey, man, you know, I'm going to bar, you want a Tito's or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for some reason, I think that's just the you know.
No, I get
like
it.
Like the standard.
No, it's like Coke bar. Zero and Diet Coke. It's like, look, if I'm
listening.
If I'm out to eat, if I'm at a restaurant, I'm like, give me a Diet Coke. But like, if I stop at a store or a fat, like yesterday, I go to my son's practice. I always stop in the gas stations, right?
Mm-hmm.
A certain one. I don't stop at the other one because they pissed me off a while back.
I remember.
So yeah, I go in and I get.
They didn't let you park.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So I go in and I get, even though I think they're owned by the same people.
Right.
But it's just the principle.
Ownership group. Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
I'm trying to make it a point. I'm like, that building sucks.
Mm.
This building's the one to go to. So anyways, I get a Coke Zero.
Why?
Like at my house, I have Coke Zeros. I don't know.
Is it value? Or?
No, it's something about like the black wrapper and stuff. It just looks cleaner. It's got the black top.
That sounded so funny. I was like, where are you going with this, Steve?
Yeah, the black wrapper.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like.
Yeah, no, yeah. He drinks Coke Zeros. I don't know his name.
Right.
Yeah, just the black wrapper.
Okay, Marcus, no, Costco brand vodka.
Yeah, it's Friday, so why not do vodka? Thank me later. That's what he said.
Costco.
You got to have a membership at Costco, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, like.
I mean, get one.
No.
Why?
No.
Are you a Sam's or. Brian, Sam's or Costco? It's Friday. I need to know.
I grew up a Sam's guy. Now I go to Costco more.
Interesting.
Did Sam's get priced out?
Costco is just more convenient for me, to be honest, but I really like the Costco, like, pre-made meals in the back that you can, like, you know, you spend, like, $10-$15 and you basically get, like, two or three meals out of it, and it's already made, you
see,
just gotta throw it in the oven.
I've never been to Costco, so I need
me
to,
neither.
Yeah, I like, I'm so I am really legitimately asking.
It's the same place. Like, honestly, I grew up, my parents were members at Sam's.
Yeah.
And so we always went to Sam's Club.
Yep.
Costco's the exact same. My girlfriend is a member of Costco. So yeah. Now we go to Costco.
See, I'm the same way. We always went to Sam's. So it was like, okay.
It's the same exact.
Dude, thing. It's Sam's shopping trips, Marcus. We'll get back to sports in a second. When mom said,
I'm listening.
When mom said, I'm going to Sam's. It was.
I love it.
Oh my gosh! It was awesome because they would come home with just the big packs of stuff,
candy.
My gosh! Have you ever been to Sam's?
I like too going through the middle because in the middle they like put like, you know, different stuff than you would find in your normal average run of the mill place.
Dude.
You go in there and you can find like Golden Tee to put in your basement and NBA Jam, and you can find like a patio, like
Is
all
it
this
Sam's
stuff to put
Costco?
Out in the yard.
Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was awesome. Also, one more thing since we're talking about this real quick. I need somebody to paint my car. So if anybody's out there, if you paint cars or wrap cars or whatever, you want to cut me a deal, I need somebody to do that. So contact me, please. Thank you. So anyways, I got that going for me.
I still haven't got my headlights done.
You should do that.
What color are you going with?
I don't know. It's black now, so I'm thinking about maybe just redoing the black to make it look better. But I might also do red with two white stripes down it. So it depends on the price.
I'll just do this now. I'll just do this now.
Okay.
Because this, I have to put this out to the world.
Okay.
Phil Baker and Nick Kern covered for Drew Deaner this morning.
By the way, did you hear Phil dunk on Andy today?
No, but I'm curious.
Dude, Phil was hype, man. He was telling us all. Oh yeah, no, yeah, he got him pretty good. It was funny.
You're gonna have to tell me about that. I didn't hear about that. Okay, so here's what's going on, and I need people to appreciate this story and pass it along. If you think, okay, after you hear my version of the story, I need you to pass it along just to get it across Card Nation.
Okay.
Okay, so. Don't quote me on the timelines. Just kind of understand, you know, this is my view on things. A texter text in. Did we happen to hear Samaki Walker on the Deaner show, right? And I didn't, but I did kind of hear in the background that they had him on, right?
Yes, texter, Lee's and Bobby's. I have my preference.
Okay, take
a left if you're going towards Mount Washington.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. They had Samaki Walker on, right?
Yeah, I heard.
They're laughing about it. They're up and down the hallways talking about it. And I had to, like, kind of come clean about this. You know, they were like, oh, you know, we asked them about you, you know, did we kind of cross paths, you know what I'm saying? You know, when he was leaving and I was coming in or whatever, right? So I said, I gotta be honest, guys. I don't think he likes me, right? And it's like, how could Marcus Maven and Samaki Walker not get along, right?
Right.
And then it's like, you know, everybody's kind of like curious, and because I don't, there's something you don't really hear me say other than haters. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Like, okay, so I kind of told a story about, you know, he came back for one derby one time and. You know, he was all hanging out because he rode with Alex, and Alex was kind of, little bro in me when I was here. So, I got to hang out with them on Derby,
mm-hmm.
And I was young and it was awesome. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know,
yeah.
His car was the nicest thing I'd seen, and he went, what number did he go? Like 3 or 7?
Who?
Samaki.
He was up there.
What pick did he go?
Ninth.
He went nine.
Nine.
Okay,
yeah,
he went nine.
That's what I thought.
So this is young Ball and Samaki, who I got to hang out with like derby time. It was awesome, right? So, now I'm on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Back when we were doing the Throwback Thursdays, you know what I'm saying? I think I tried to get him on, right?
Ah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so like something happened like – where he totally stood me up or something, right? And it was right when I was starting to do Throwback Thursdays. I was on with Deaner. We were like out at some neighborhood doing Homorama.
Homorama, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And, I was so disappointed that we didn't get him on, right? But you know, it's like I still didn't mind. It's Samaki. Like I was glad he said I'd do it. We'll reschedule, no big deal. You know, whatever. So then I think I was gonna come on a podcast with like you and Jeremy or something one time. And I think y'all was gonna have him on, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he was about to call in or we were kind of calling in at the same time. And Jeremy might have said, "Oh, you know, here, okay, Marcus is joined us," and then his phone line went dead or whatever. And I'm like, "Oh, that's twice." You know what I'm saying?
He just ain't cool with you,
right? Right. Yeah. And then there might have been like one other situation where we missed paths or something. And I'm just
right.
Looking, I'm just thinking, I'm like, well. There was that one time I said, you know, when I was in school is when the Samaki, you know, license plate thing was going on. But, you know, like I didn't say anything disrespectful. I didn't think, but I was just still like, you know how you
I think everybody's had that type of relationship with somebody where they were like haven't seen them in a while. And then like it's just kind of awkward every time or you have some kind of weird incident and you're like, is something wrong?
Yeah, right, right. And it was like. I wanted to get him on there and just say, hey, man, I really appreciate you taking young Marcus Maben around when I first got here. But we just haven't been able to get, you know, cross interviews. Right. So if you had to guess, Steve, he hates my guts, huh?
Well, not now.
What?
He said he didn't.
That's what they said that, but maybe he was just being nice.
Well, he could have just been on the air, you know, because he was just like, it was very PC, he's just like, well, Marcus is a good dude. You know, I like Marcus, man. He's a cool guy.
No, like I said, he welcomed me comfortably. Like it was.
No, he sounded like y'all were cool.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, yeah, man. I met Marcus a couple times. He's
okay.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I'm relying on your tone, like your tone read on this.
Well,
one.
Yeah, get him on. I got his number.
Yeah, he was like.
No, I'd be too worried. No.
Cause don't reach out. Yeah, if he doesn't call in this time, it's over.
If he says no, I'm going to be hurt. If he says yes, I'm going to be like, are we good? You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, he didn't act like y'all were like best friends, though.
Right,
I mean,
he
was just like, because Phil was like, Phil asked him the question. And Phil was like, you know, I think you and Marcus may have missed each other a little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Because he was a year removed when I got here. Like I said, he, you know, we just kind of kicked it
and
as.
And Samaki was just like, I met Marcus a couple times. He's a good guy, stand up guy, like him, you know.
Cool.
Like, you know, hey, look, gives 110%. Every cliche. So I wouldn't like take your nervousness down to zero about that, but it sounded like, it's probably one of those where he's just like, I don't really know him all that well, but yeah, I mean, he's nice when I've met him.
So we just been missing, we just missed.
You're just not high on his priority list, unfortunately. I think that's all it is. And I mean, we all there. I mean, we all have people that we're just
completely fine.
We all have a few people that it's like, okay, you're higher on my list than I am on yours.
No, I just
like we all have that.
Okay, so what did Phil do?
Hmm?
What did Phil do? You forgot already, Steve. What did Phil Baker
to call
do?
Out Drew.
Oh, no, Andy. Yeah, no, Phil. Andy. Yeah, yeah. No, Phil, it was awesome, dude. So Phil's telling me Phil took Andy and them had a opinion about Louisville football, right?
Uh-huh.
Or had said something a few weeks ago about Louisville football being middle of the pack, you know. Phil Baker took that. He didn't tell him. And Phil Baker said the exact same thing on Sunday Morning Hangover. And then Mitch took it. Cut it up, used it, and they made fun of Phil for saying the same thing they said the week before.
Really?
So Phil called him
and
on
he
it.
He set it up.
He
purposely
set
him up.
Phil set him up, man. Phil Baker. Look at it, dude. I'm telling y'all.
We try to tell y'all about
him. He's evil, man.
He's devious.
Yeah. Phil is evil, dude. And y'all just like, oh, everybody meets Phil. They're like, oh, no way. Phil's a nice guy. I'm like, yeah.
No, and here's the
thing. Right.
Texter, I'm perfectly okay with that. If he said he never hung out with me, yeah, to your point, I could see him not remembering because I was like a fly on the wall kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But he could have also meant, though, we never hung. See, I don't know. I thought
like,
he
like hung like yeah. we weren't in school together.
I think that's what he more meant when he said that like not that I've never hung out with him once, but like yeah, I mean we didn't really like hang out, you know, like we weren't like tight or anything. So yeah. Like I said, I wouldn't say zero, but I would say, look, it's one of those deals. I think it's just the priority list. It's just just different.
Just incredibly low.
Yeah, it's just look he's a little more.
Yeah, I don't throwback third. I don't.
And I mean, that's okay. I mean, he's a first triple-double ever at Louisville, top 10 pick. I mean, yeah, like there's not many people with
and he got that at the perfect time.
Oh yeah, there's not many people with your career at Louisville could that you can really say, well, yeah, I mean, he might just been a little higher than you like on the importance list.
You are completely
so he's up. One that you know, this is one where he's big bro in this situation and you just gotta admit like yeah, you just don't really look me like that.
He's one of the dudes probably say, oh Mark, yeah, I know him.
Yeah. But hey, like, just be happy with I mean, because listen, I'm always in awe. So of like when we're walking down downtown Louisville, okay, me and Marcus, and I hear, what up, Maven? And I'm like, I turn around and it was McCray.
Scooter, yeah.
Yeah, Scooter. Yeah, it was Scooter. And I'm just like, holy crap, dude. You know? And what always blows me away, in all seriousness, is when they acknowledge me. Like, because I'm like,
you know, when they're like, I'm honored.
When they're like, what up, Maven? And they're like, hey, man, what's up? You know, because like it's just the acknowledgement that like, okay, you may not even know necessarily my name, but like, okay, you assume I'm the guy that's on with Marcus, and I'm just like, this is freaking awesome.
No, it's the leaving the game. It's the leaving the football game.
Yes.
Looking at that beautiful stadium and going, we were just in the press box.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, it's
wild. You know where Marcus parks. So we show up to a game one time, and to get from there to the caboose,
yep,
we probably took 45 minutes because everybody wanted to stop and take pictures with Maven and talk to Maven. And it was like, dude, I'm just trying to get over to the free
and
beer.
And I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? Like,
yeah, I know. It's listen, man. I noticed that the first time I ever had that in this city was walking around with Terrence, because you couldn't go to the mall. And listen, it was just... And it annoyed me at some point. And Terrence is a super nice guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. But for Farley, so I'm talking about super nice guy. There's been other Terrences that weren't super nice guy. But there were but Farley, I mean, they would just, you know how many times people would just stop him and go, oh, how tall are you? You know, and you're just like,
so the good
did you
stuff,
play basketball?
So you mean the good stuff and the crazy stuff.
So that's why I'm always with athletes, I'm always like, y'all, shut up. When y'all talk about, I saw one, man, they didn't even say nothing. And, you know, and like the time that Terry and Trez were at the, was it, you remember when they asked them to talk?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what it was.
I don't, but I'm listening.
Okay, there was like the story was there was like a media outlet, and they had to ask for a comment or mm-hmm. something from them, and they were just like, no. And they were just like, I can't believe it. They didn't, do, you know, I was like, right. No.
Made a big deal about turning them down.
Yeah, like, no, I'm
not. No, I'm at the mall. Yeah, I'm trying to shop.
Yeah, no, get on my face. Yeah, like, you know, and it was Trez and Terry, ironically, who's in the league, you know, right. But it's like you have to be able to know when it's like, oh, okay, no, you know, and be able to say that. And just for man.
Only time I ever did that, I am elbow deep,
yeah,
in this plate of fall off the bone ribs.
I'm glad that went to ribs.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I'm talking about what I got the bib on type that, like that level of sloppiness. It's on my cheeks. I'm not bringing my face up from the plate or something. Yeah. And then I had one of those bad moments. Like I what do you want me to do?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, come on.
I can't. I completely wash my hands. I can't wash my hands, wash my face, do all this. Like, just got to wait till later.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, but we're getting out of here.
Yeah, because, man, it's just like, dude, you hear some of the. I mean, can you imagine walking through the mall And it makes me mad when people are like, oh, it must be so terrible. Like, no, they're human beings. Can you imagine having to stop 70 times? And how tall are you?
But I'm harsh too. Like, I mean harsh is like, stop and talk. You know what I'm saying? Stop and talk.
Oh, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. No, and that's why I was telling that story, because the credit I was saying was,
yes,
Terrence talked to everyone on.
Yes, you know, yes. Stop 75
and,
times.
And, you know, and I mean, there was some points where you'd be like, about 5'10". You know, and they're like, ah, what do you play? Golf. What do you think I play? I'm 7 foot tall. You know, like, I've got 7 foot two wingspan. You know, like, what are we talking about here? You obviously know what I play. But it's like, you know, so but still, yeah, I mean, I'm just real hypersensitive to that. But anyway,
point being,
it is amazing. It is awesome.
We're good with smoking.
So, maybe, allegedly. And so that's good. And I enjoy all the other people that come up and talk to us. That's cool.
Did we get carried away? Huh?
Somebody said, have you ever hung out with Dwan Wheat? I haven't. I'm not sure he wants to. Somebody said, hey, Steve, listen, I called Marcus the other day, and he was talking to him, and I was like, oh, all right, I'll just hop off here.
Oh, because he was over there.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you wanted me to say that. So I called Marcus, and Dwan's at his house, and I'm like, oh, all right,
No. What was you saying, Steve?
Just call me back later.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, fair enough.
I know. Yeah. He's awesome. Hope his family knows that. I love the Wheat family.
Dude, they're coming for you, Steve.
I'll come to a cookout.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Yeah.
You're going to have to argue so hard about basketball.
I know. And, like, I like him. Like, I'm like, dude. Yeah. I'm going to have to start a full hang his jersey, man. Like, it's crazy.
Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9. Is the station one of the subjects we had to discuss today? I don't know if it says more about the big picture, but we have to ask the question. We asked about the defense earlier. I asked Steve to read the. It's a very unfair question because there's so much football to be played, you know, seasons, careers. Right now, Steve, if you had to guess, and the phone lines are also open, 8150-939. Text lines open, 38-31-93-9. Of course, you can, our YouTube channel's running at Made for the Ville. You also can tweet at us, and we'll probably see that. So, Steve.
Okay.
How many guys will play on Sunday on our offensive side of the ball? Brian, who's the first person you think of?
I'm going to say Dez Fitzpatrick.
Steve, who's the first person you think of?
It's probably going to be the same. Probably going to say Dez.
I'd probably say Tutu.
It's a good one.
Tutu will get a chance, yeah. Regardless of size.
Who has the bigger upside?
Bigger upside, I would say Tutu, but I would say that Fitzpatrick's the safest bet.
I think Fitz is blocking and stuff. I think we'll keep him in the league longer. But
if you're talking about superstar potential,
probably
Tutu has more potential in that sense.
Tutu's a sophomore.
But Fitzpatrick will stay longer.
He's a junior, but technically, yeah, he might as well with be. This yeah. year's eligibility, yes.
So you think Dez is more likely to get drafted, though?
Well, I didn't say that. I just said if I – yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm guaranteeing it, but I think – yeah, probably.
Javian will get drafted, too, at some point. Like, not next year, but he'll get drafted at some point and get a chance.
He'll get picked. Yeah, he'll get drafted at some point. He is small. He's very small, but he'll get a shot. Somebody will take him sixth round somewhere.
Yeah, he'll be a late-round pick, yeah. Get a shot.
So right now, if you said they're going to play on Sunday, you said Tutu's going to play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Tutu's reputation out of Miami might help him,
too. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dez will. Javian will get a shot, too.
Javian will get a shot to play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else? Braden Smith?
I need to see more. Possibly, but I need to see more. Caleb Chandler is one to maybe look at. I think he could. He's young, but I think he could have a shot.
Does T-Webb play on Sunday?
He's got the size. Yeah. Yes.
Right now, T. Webb is not only going to play, he's going to start on.
Yeah.
Mason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yeah. So I ran into Malik, man. This is after, I think this was a Sunday after he got hurt after the Pittsburgh game. And I mean, I literally ran into him and almost knocked him over. And I just was just wondering. I mean, to me, he looked frail, and my first thought was like, okay, what's going on with the conditioning at U of L? Like, are these guys lifting weights, or, you know, are they working on legs? I don't know. It was just, that was like the first thought that popped into my head. I just want to know what you guys thought about, like, the overall conditioning of the football team. And I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call. I hate that one. I hate that one. I hate that conversation because challenging the work ethic is different from challenging the weight gain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, like I could lift all the weights in the world. I could try to carb load or try to gain weight. And I just could never gain weight. But I'm lifting. I'm busting my tail.
Right.
But it was always kind of slimmer. You know what I'm saying? But I do say I Mason, I agree with you. I think by now I expect Malik Cunningham to be bigger.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I expected Tutu Atwell to look bigger.
I don't know if I did that. I think he's built like he's built, man. I mean, look, T.Y. Hilton, look at him in the league. You don't look much different than he looked in college. It's just what you are. My speed is my ability. I don't need
pecs.
I don't need Tutu to put on 15 pounds. Popsy Knock. Steve, by the way, Steve's doing his thing over there.
I did see something.
Yeah.
I did see. What's going on, Popsy Knock?
Yeah. Steve has been keeping up with him. Man, he had a nice block the other day. Miss him. We're going to miss him. Yeah, we're going to miss him dearly. Dearly this year.
You remember he caught that lob and kind of fumbled it and brought it down. Who was that against?
Which one?
Early in the, it was
crazy.
Right at the beginning of the game.
And I cannot remember, man.
It's like, he corralled it in.
You know, he started a few of our games. Like when you go back and look, you're like, dang, first play of the game. We're going to really miss him. I do like Wiz's ability. Keep an eye on
I'm
that.
I'm not
one.
Playing this game. Just keep an with eye you on right that now. One this year. Don't bring them up in the same conversation till
well,
you
I'm
does
saying
something.
It be well, no, I mean, I'm not comparing him to Steve.
All my life, I just wanted a big man who had a jump hook left and right.
Yeah.
He has the softest toucher. But when he missed, I wanted to kill him.
No, I know. No, listen. It makes me so happy that Pops Enoch still listens to the show. Because I'm like, we were so
oh my God.
Like, Steve could do anything well, and it was just like watching him that close, and every time he missed, I'm like, hey, get him off court. He was just so impressive.
Think about
it. He's going to make a lot of money playing basketball.
Think about this.
Yeah.
As a trailer, Stephen Enoch three-pointer was wet.
but then
we had a 7-footer yeah. with a wet three-pointer.
But the next play, come down, shoot it again and miss, and everybody, ah, get under the basket. The guy, the I'm not even gonna say, but I hear his voice every yeah. game. He's like, stop shooting, Steve. I'm like, God, he hits the shot. What are we doing? Anyway, so good to see you. Good to hear from you. Yeah, he wrote the other day, too, when you wasn't in there. It's too comparable to Tyler Lockett. It's not a bad comparison. Tyler Lockett, though, almost looks a little more like Braden Smith. So Braden Smith's a little thicker than Tutu. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at his body.
Thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a yeah. lot
thicker. Campus closing affect off-season
yes.
growth and
yes.
conditioning?
Yes, of course it
you
did.
Forget. Like, oh, yeah, that's going on, too.
But here's the thing. We saw those videos, and we just, oh, they're working. But you're not eating the same. You're not.
It's different.
It's different.
It's different.
It's different. You're looking yeah. for gems. And
so T-Web next Friday. Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're
just get the,
am I going to win this?
Just start it up.
It's almost like I wish Satterfield. You wanted it? Here he is.
No, that reminds me of the time Coach Crum turned around because a fan kept yelling, put Marcus in the game.
Yeah.
And I screwed up, and he was like, that's why he left the game. And then I'm like, listen, because you know on the low, you like the fan trying to get you in the game.
Oh, yeah.
But then you realize, this fan just got me benched for the rest of the
season.
No,
yeah, I'm done. Now Coach hates me.
Now he has to prove there's a reason Marcus is not in the game.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting weekend of football. Lockett's 5'10", 180. Still got some guns, though. A little more Braden-ish build. But yeah, sure. I mean, that's not a bad, like, Tutu. You don't think Tutu can't do that?
This is the participation update. There's something I need to get to, Steve.
Okay, let's do it.
But, it's okay, this is like, I don't want to mess it up.
Okay.
So I'm going to make sure I bring up the right email. Okay, fill some space for a second.
Okay, all right. Well, but no, what I was saying was Tutu compares to Hollywood Brown. It's fair.
That is fair.
Tutu's 5'9", 170-ish. Yeah, that's Hollywood Brown's a good comparison.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they're so similar.
That's a solid comparison.
Okay, I want to read some stuff.
Okay.
Denny Crum, scholarship golf outing. This Monday, October 5th at noon, silent auction is open now. Will end Monday. Text 2020 Denny Crum to 76278 for all information. For golfers, send info to jonathan.israel@louisville.edu. The Denny Crum Scholarship Foundation and our sponsors are excited to announce the events for the 2020 Class Act Federal Credit Union. Denny Crum Scholarship Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament and Auction. The events will be held on Monday, October 5th. All proceeds will benefit the Denny Crum Scholarship Fund at the University of Louisville. Due to COVID-19, we are working on contingency plans to adjust the golf tournament as needed to alter the program for the silent auction. Just making sure I get this stuff out here. This year's tournament will start at noon, Monday afternoon, October 5th. The University of Louisville Golf Club will host the 18th annual Class Act Federal Credit Union Denny Crum Scholarship Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament. The shotgun will begin at 12:15 and 12:30. Registration, box lunches, the range balls will be available at 11 o'clock. Drinks and snacks will be served during play and at the turn. The tournament will conclude later in the evening with the annual Louisville Legends Live and silent auction reception, including golf tournament awards. Presentation costs 500 person. Sponsors are available. Sponsorships are available. Contact again, jonathan.israel at Louisville.edu. Virtual silent auction begins at 6 p.m. No cocktail reception for the general public. Monday evening, October 5th, the live silent auction reception will be held at U of L Golf Club with only tournament participants, sponsors, and volunteers. Non-tournament participants may take part virtually this year. The evening still promises to be a fun-filled event. We'll have the great live auction items and a vast array of silent auctions items for the 2020 Denny Crum Scholarship Foundation Tournament Awards presentation, some special recognition, and a message from Louisville basketball coach Chris Mack. The tournament reception and silent auction will go live online from U of L Golf Club immediately following the golf event at approximately 5:30. Don't worry, people. I will be able to give you all of this information again on Monday morning. But again, every year, this is always a great event. Listen, you don't have events 18 years in a row. Listen, that great events. So,
Steve, potato soup luncheon is always a good one too.
Potato soup luncheons, that definitely. Like I said, he puts
it's like his, every 3-6 months, he's got another little fundraiser.
He puts his time in, man. And like I said, he's really a hands-on guy when it comes to the events. You know, it's good that it's not a.
I forgot to tell you this. I went to the potato soup luncheon after you guys left. And I went up and I talked to Denny and I told him who I was about. And I was like, you know, I produced Marcus and Steve Show. And he goes, oh, man, I feel sorry for you. And he goes, tell Marcus hi, but you got to put up with a handful there.
And he's quick with it. Like I said, he still has his thing. Is there anything you want to throw out there at all?
Yeah, I do want to give a quick shout out because something I feel like we need to do because of a conversation we have on this show a lot is we need to give a shout out to the Jackson County football team. They are coming up to play Shawnee this week. Shawnee had some, obviously downtown Shawnee, mm-hmm. had a team back out on them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we ain't coming up here. So Jackson County decided, and let me get the coach's name to, because I want to give him his full props here if I can find it.
He says, "Set it on up."
Yeah. Jackson County's head coach. I'll find it. I'll try to find his name.
Yeah, maybe tweet it out later on. Or
John Hollick. Mm-hmm. So when Jackson County heard about this, they're 143 miles away. Decided because Shawnee's had a rough go as a program. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to get to play a home game now. So he said, "No, we're going to take." And he was like, "Look, I've got to play a team full of white players." Mm-hmm. He's like, "They got a team full of black players for the most part." He's like, "But we're going to come up there. We're going to play on Friday night. We're replacing that game. We're open." So yeah. I feel like stuff like that needs to be said, man, because we spend a lot of time on here talking about, man, stuff like this just don't happen. I mean, the norm is to go, "Well, I ain't going up here and playing." Mm-hmm. You kidding me? Well, this is a coach. It's like, "No, it's football, man. Let's play some football. Let's go up here. Let's play football. We'll get on the bus. We'll go home."
Get some experience somewhere. Playing somewhere.
So kudos to Jackson County for doing
a good story.
Texter says Tutu is bigger than Coke Beasley.
Fair.
Tutu's John Ross.
There's your proof. Malik really was hurt in the pick game.
What do you mean? Because you ran into him?
Oh, nice.
Sean Jackson's 5'9", 175.
Another good comparison.
Those are some fast kids.
Dude, he reminds me of Arnold Jackson.
Oh, he was the best.
He was awesome.
Golly. But no, Tutu doesn't have Arnold Jackson's moves.
Probably not.
No. No. No, I take Arnold.
Tyreek Hill's only 5'9".
Y'all remember Arnold never called a fair catch?
He's insane.
He was insane. He got three dudes right up on him. They're looking like, "Wait, you're not gonna?"
Yeah,
That's like,
maybe that's just bias.
It's Florida, Yeah, on a Florida dude.
But that's like, I think we all have certain times. Because, like, to me, nobody will ever be better than Zeke Parker returning punts. Like, I'm like, because it was just right in my wheelhouse where I was just like, Zeke Parker's the greatest thing in the world, you know?
Yeah, y'all are going to, everybody listening to the radio is already rolling their eyes. I watched. I was right on the fence, and I watched a race, a legitimate, I don't know if it was 100, but right, Steve.
Yeah.
Zeke ran past me so fast, and he looked over at us.
Yeah.
As he was smoking some of the fastest people in college. It was just like, imagine just like the way all of us just dapped each other up after he ran by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's insane.
Just and you could feel the wind of him just go past.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of them. You know how somebody runs by and it takes like a couple seconds for the wind to hit you?
Absolutely.
He's still the best return man we've had here at Louisville.
I loved him, dude.
I get this last one in here. Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, fellas. Real quick before you guys got off, Steve, I know you're a Bullet Central alumni just like myself. I just wanted to give a shout out to the volleyball team over there. They're undefeated currently, yeah. And they're arguably one of the best teams in Bullet Central history. So,
yeah, were they 10-0 now?
They're like 10-0, man. Yeah. Season's about to get done, and honestly, dude, they're looking really good. I got a friend of mine that plays for them, so I just wanted to give a real quick shout out to them and go Cougars.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Appreciate it. I'm always here for people calling in, man. With your local high school, like, take advantage of that more.
We've talked about doing like a segment where we do a call in thing or something like that for the high school. It's kind of like
we will pause any conversation to talk if you want to call in and give these local schools some props, man. So shout out to the Cougars, man.
Trent Guy was awesome.
Yeah, Trent Guy was really good. Broderick Clark, yeah. But see, Broderick Clark was the one. He kind of come right after that. Everybody was like, "Oh, he's better than Zeke." I was like, "He's not better than Zeke Parker." Yeah.
This is one of your first sports argument barbershop. Like, no, y'all, you don't know Zeke then. You don't know Zeke. If you think somebody's better than him, you don't know what you're talking about.
Fair.
Arnold Jackson was a good return man too.
Woo. As always, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 38.31. 93.9 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.